The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Coming up on today's experience, devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but it's a wonderful thing to make you smile. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Turn to any channel on the news, look at anything on the internet, read anything in a magazine, you know he's coming back soon. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we want to, if we choose to. Maybe we should choose to. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? It's because we pay the bills. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we're completely okay with that. Ooh, kind of a change. For the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that part, that process. About looking at things and understanding that we need to insert Jesus Christ into the picture. Because once we do, it changes how the picture looks. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we encourage you not to let it die of loneliness. Maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report. Maybe you want to try and answer some Bible trivia. Maybe you just want to share something the Lord's doing in your life. We want you to have that opportunity in here on a radio community, a radio Christian community. And what we're looking for is people to reach out and for us to be able to pray for them and them to pray for us, supporting one another as we see the day getting closer. If you want to, you can give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you do that, Terrific T answers the phone. Let me tell you what it's like when Terrific T answers the phone. It's like waking up the day after you worked out. And knowing you don't have to work out today. That's how nice that is. That's pretty nice, huh? You gotta like that. It's like, yeah, I don't have to do it today. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, we're going to send you to the website in just a second. This is a place where if the Lord puts it on your heart and you want to be a participant, a giver, we would ask you to do so. What we really desire more than anything else are your prayers, and that's not a joke. If you pray for us, we feel in that spiritual warfare element, that helps us the most. But if you're able to give, this is a great place of contact to do it. HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okie dokie. A couple of kind of praise reports. I'll say two praise reports and one keep it going kind of thing. One, I will tell you that my wife is in the midst of the fire. That's all I'm going to say. See, you don't understand that when they added this component to her work, she used to get like maybe 15 or 20 orders. Now she gets three times as many orders every day. So she's just like going nuts, but they're starting to give her some support. So just keep praying for her to keep going because I just don't want her to be overwhelmed. So I'm trying to do a whole bunch of extra things for her so she doesn't have to do anything. The next thing, which I think you guys might find fascinating, is my daughter and my grandson, Easton, they're trying to figure out a way. Now, they have to do it very differently and very carefully. But they are trying to figure out a way in the next 4 to 6 weeks to drive halfway and meet us in some locale where we can go, where it can be safe for everybody, especially for Easton, and that we get a chance to see him. So that's kind of I think that's a praise report, especially if they can pull it off. That's really a good sense of making progress. And so I want to keep people up to date on what's going with that. And then thank you all for praying for me in regards to the school. I'm still making a decision whether to take just a short break or not, but I am about 99% done with my last paper. That's all I'm going to say there. Wait. Okay, thank you. All right. We're going to be doing X in the next hour. In the meantime, we're going to jump right in, and we'll do our Bible trivia in the next segment, but we're going to jump right in to a little bit of Read and Ramble.
Well, I'm
That's right. All right, here we go. Colossians chapter 2. This is Colossians chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 8. It says this: "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, which are based on human tradition and spiritual forces of the world, rather than on Christ." So Paul, in writing to the church, tells them, hey, make sure that you are not taken captive by somebody who comes along with a really nifty process of thought, a really nifty sounding idea. And if you're looking for some understanding of what those philosophies are or what those ideas are, take any of the last 20 social philosophies that have dominated our lives over the last, 40 years, 30 years, and you're going to find out that much of those are just apart from Christ. The big concern that Paul has for the church is that there are some extremely powerful and dynamic and attractive leaders. And those leaders, like what America does with movie stars and with singing musicians, is they put these people on a pedestal. And so whatever those people say, it's so great because this person sings this song and they say abortion is fantastic, so it must be fantastic. That's what Paul is warning against. People who are attractive leaders, people who are influential leaders, and then they're bringing about a philosophy or an empty deception which is based on either the tradition of man or the spiritual forces of the world rather than on Jesus Christ. It's a pretty straightforward question. Would a woman get an abortion? Would a man support a woman getting an abortion if Jesus was standing right there? Yes or no? It's like, no way. No way. And so the reality check is that God, from the early on, especially in Genesis and then all the way through Exodus and Leviticus, the condemnation is for any innocent blood that is shed. Well, guess what? After 20 days, a baby has blood flowing through it. So there's a lot of innocent blood that's being shed that everybody's trying to sanctify. Well, it's wrong. And so what I want to communicate is, just because somebody has a great hit song, just because they're a great actor or an actress, and then they try and teach you a philosophy, that's not what you use as the basis of how you process or how you walk on this planet. You stand in Jesus Christ, period. Paul even says, what he says is, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy or empty deception, which are based on human traditions or spiritual forces in the world rather than on Christ. We can't be lured away. Well, the argument sounds really good. You know, I've talked to you about this before, but the argument that people will use, well, you know, if you preach in the gospel, what about the guy that's on the island that never hears anybody and never has any contact? What about that guy? And the only reason that people will say that is because it's a philosophical question and they're trying to divert the attention from them being accountable. And every time somebody says that to me, I just say, how much money have you sent them? And you know what the answer is? None. Oh, you must really care about them. You've never sent them money. And then the person will go, well, I don't even know who that is. It's like, right, so what are you talking about? Who are you talking about? The idea behind that is that philosophies of man, philosophies that are traditions of people, traditions, human traditions, they have an appearance of a wisdom, but they're empty. They're useless. And there's other philosophies that have a direct origin to spiritual forces in this world. I'm trying to make this as clear as possible. Those spiritual forces are not the Holy Spirit. Those spiritual forces are demonic. And demons influence people for people to teach empty, deceitful, lying philosophies, which is why we stand in Jesus Christ. It's amazing how many people get upset when you say that. In fact, they don't even get that upset if you say, I stand in God. Well, I stand in God too. And then you say, I stand in Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty. And they're like, no, I didn't say that. And they start freaking out. Well, that's one of the ways you can tell what's going on. So what I want you to get from what's being communicated here is Paul is telling this church, they're under assault. They're under attack constantly. The Roman emperors and the traditions of the day constantly are being thrown at them. They're getting barraged, and they just, you know, hearing it, and it's in the culture, and it's a terrible culture. And Paul's like, don't be swayed or captured by those things. They're lies. They'll do nothing for you. They'll get you nowhere. I can think of another culture that just bombards people with images and messages all across the board. It would be the United States of America, where messaging is insane in this country. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're going to take our break and come back. I know somebody's on the line. We'll have to have them hold, but I don't want you to go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and that happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you are able to keep your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean, It was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on my show. Now, this is three time, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where I almost forgot my name.
That's pretty good.
All right, before we do our trivia question, Troy has been diligently and patiently waiting on the phone, and so we're just going to go right to him. He has a question. We might be able to answer. We might not. We'll do our best. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Troy, how you doing? Hi, Troy. You there? Hello? You there? Yeah, nope. Okay, I guess we lost him. All right, so we'll try that again, see what happens. Let Troy call back. Then we will offer up the trivia question in the meantime. Here is the trivia question. Who was told by an angel that his son was to be named John? Who was told by an angel that his son was to be named John? If you think you know the answer, you can either call in. Where's our number? 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. In the meantime, we have Troy back with us. Is that right? Is he back on the line? All right, we'll try it again. This is David. How you doing, Troy?
Hey, man. You know, the other day we were discussing that preacher on Hannity?
Yeah.
All right. You know, the Bible says if you add to or take away, your name take out of the book of life, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's his. He's on his own.
He's got to go. Huh?
He's in his own. That's his own between him and the Lord. If he's wherever that's at, I wouldn't touch that with anything, because it's like all I know is he's not a faithful representative of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I know.
Well, that's what the Bible says, though. If you take away or add to, your name taken out of the book of life, isn't it, or something in that category?
Yep, yep. Right in the book of Revelation. So, yep. No question about it.
All righty, then. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you, sir.
All right, you're welcome. God bless, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Troy just giving his feed. We love that, okay? You're allowed to give feedback like this. You know, he's just making a point. It's like, okay, that's cool. I don't think he was trying to do the vengeful thing. We've got to watch. That we watch. That we keep an eye on. All right, so going back to this question, it's a classic question, and you just have to think about this. I mean, I'm not going to say who it is, but this person was told by an angel that his son would be named John. Don't you find it unique that an angel named somebody? Don't you go, wait, what? What do you mean? Would he get a book out? You know how you have the baby book? Like when you have a kid, you have a baby book. Or when you get an animal, you get a book of the animals. The angel named them. Like, what? That's wild. All right, if you know the answer to that trivia question, you can text. We've got people texting already. 214-210-8483. Or you can call in 972-445-0770. What do you want to do? You want to try and do DNA? We can do DNA. We can pull it off. All right, let's do DNA real quick, just because I want you guys to be really aware. So I finished this paper up and almost the entire paper that had to do with everybody doing their surveys has to do with daily devotions. It's really kind of a fascinating piece, but that's why I want to stick with our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Hence the phrase daily devotions. Hence in the Psalms where David says, I want to fulfill my vows daily. So there's an important part there. Daily. Not weekly, okay? Not twice a year, okay? Draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means you're willing to speak or to be an instrument used by God for righteousness, and that you're communing and connecting to the Lord, and you're willing to love others the way that the Lord has loved on you. That's just like, oh, okay, got that, right? You don't have to make that a legalism. That's just something cool. I mean, pretty much. All right, we got somebody who's going to answer the trivia question. Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you? I was just praying for you the other day. Just wondering how you were.
Well, I needed that prayer because I've been a little bit under the weather. Now I got an ear that won't listen. I got an ear. I've been kind of doing my concert, and now I did it today, but I had to quit early because my ear went out, so I'm in mono, and I don't like mono.
Amen. We just need to keep praying over you for health and for protection and for vitality and for strength and energy, my brother.
Amen. Thank you very much. Yeah, the older I get, the more prayer I need.
I think that's true for everybody, but I don't think they want to admit it.
Yeah,
All right, my good friend. Right. Who was told by an angel that his son was to be named John?
Zechariah, but there's the only angels I know of is Messages, Michael and Gabriel, and then I guess you could call them Lucifer, Archangel, or whatever.
Right, but who was it?
Those are only angels.
Who was it who told him to name it? Who was it who received that from the angel? Say it again. You said it the first time.
I'm gonna say Gabriel.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm looking for the name of the dad, not the angel.
Oh, Zechariah.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, you had it right in the beginning. That's what I wanted. What I wanted to do was who was told by the angel. And so Zechariah was told by the angel that his son was to be named John, which I still make the argument that is an angel naming a baby. It's like, well, that is so weird.
I didn't remember a name for that angel. Actually, when you said that, I thought, who's he looking for? And then I just misunderstood your question.
No problem. You got around to it. That's because you're the man.
Well, I appreciate your love.
All right. God bless, my brother.
Yeah, thank you for your prayers out there, everybody.
Absolutely. Everybody will keep praying for you, so you know that. Okay? All right. Very good. All right. So, it was – and I just find that's ironic because we're not going to – I don't think I have that as the other question, but the other question – yes, I do. Okay. Yeah, I have to wait on the other one. I kind of gave it away there. I'm just going to stop right there. Let's go back into the teaching. Thank you. All right. Here's the teaching part of it. So we just talked about Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, where it says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through the philosophy or empty deception, which is based on human tradition and the spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." Get ready. Verse 9. Wow. A lot of theology, but I'm going to make it simpler, I hope. "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and you have been made complete in Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." You know who hates to hear that? Americans. Just like, what do you mean? You tell me that God's in charge so much more than you could ever possibly be aware. The Lord never allows anything without his purposes being woven all the way through. And then you might think, well, I don't like the way he does it. It's like, well, when you get to heaven, if you get to heaven, if you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then you can sit there and argue. Congratulations. I hope that goes good for you. Here's the bottom line. All the fullness of the Godhead, all the fullness of God dwells in bodily form in Jesus Christ. If you want a picture of Jesus, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want a picture of God, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You see how that works? If you want to see how God responds to things or would respond in human form, then you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And this is an important point, especially from a theological point. Not that we're open to everything that the Lord's doing in our lives, because I would say that some of us are not always open to what the Lord's doing. But the scripture is absolutely clear. You have been made complete in Christ. You don't get Jesus and then later on you have to punch a ticket for the rest. You just might not be open to everything Jesus brings in your life. That's cool. I mean, that's just normal Christianity, where the Lord does things, and then he does things deeper, and then he does things deeper. Then you have more of a relationship. There's people that have this touch from the Lord, and they have this massive hunger for the word, and just passionate about him. All of that is in Christ, but it's not always opened all at once. That's not that big a deal. Who cares? What you need to know is when you say yes to Jesus, you just go right back here to Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, where it says, especially in verse 10, you have been made complete in Christ. Let me tell you something, especially if you go into 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, 5, 6, and 7. You don't come behind in any gift. The Lord didn't set you up to be a Christian and then pull your power plug. You are fine. But there is a truth that some of us are a little more restrictive on what we'll let God teach us and show us. Because after all, we want to maintain our social dignity, don't we? This is like, are you crazy? If God showed up in the room, I think all of those dignities would be gone in, wait, one second. Everybody'd be on the ground going, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Everybody be bowing down. Everybody be prostrate on the ground. It's like all of our nice ways that we do it. You know, everybody, you know, we get together for church. And I like part of this, so don't misunderstand. But we get together, we dress up. Everybody's nice. Everybody's perfect. Everybody says everything right. If God showed up in the room, everybody would be on the floor. It'd be like, uh-oh, the Lord's here, right? That's the reality of having that encounter with God. What happened when John saw Jesus? Down on the ground. Okay, I got to get this guy. Get up. Come on, get up. That's what I want you to get. You've got it in Jesus. Now, are you open to everything? I don't know. A lot of people aren't, and it takes over time and process for more of the Holy Spirit to work into different areas in your life. That's just a reality. There's nothing evil about that. It's just a difference between certain people and other people. That's cool. But in Jesus, you've got the fullness of the package. Just keep opening it up because there's always more behind. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Then they complained
to Moses against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. How quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.